High class street music.
High class street
crack baby. Damn. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me?
Street,
you motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock.
Trapped.
9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn.
Damn.
Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up. Preach.
Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay.
Y'all got the motherfucking trap jumping.
Dolph.
Doors to the trap open, I'll sell you something.
You
hell nah, don't ask. I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell nah.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Dolph just skipped town with 200,000. Dolph just pulled an 8 in a 2-liter pop. They say Dolph addicted to these streets just like his pops.
Damn.
Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, yo, did
Aye.
It. Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
You keep it real with your dog no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
Preach.
I swear to God, that was the realest line ever. Hey, what bitch like the Augie? I said that bitch a law school. I want y'all to know I'm not arguing with your poor asses.
Facts.
Not in 2024, not in 2025. At the slightest disagreement, I will say, oh, word? And then days later, you'll hit me and be like, hey, stranger. And I'll be like, that's crazy. And then I'll put my phone back down and get back to living the life that I was meant to live. Clearly, without you. But, I forgot.
It's yours!
The world is yours. DJ World Premier, the Boy Wonder, Young Scoliosis. Smother pork chops on a bed of white rice with heavy pepper. Your fave podcast could never. It's the German bomber, the pod father. 200 pod daddy. We like 200. Oh, now look at, hey, these 200s is going to go.
Preach.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am joined with the co-host with the most. You might have seen him out here, fresh off a day's work. Not looking his best in his fashion attire, but you never seen my son in no Crocs. You never seen my son without an edge up. You never seen him without the standard dad hat. That's right, we got Stat in the hat. We got the Stat God, the Math God, Derrick Rose, ACLs. Young Shy Rock Wapner. Young Fried Okra. The leader of growth and development in all of the urban neighborhoods. Cabrini Green Legend. The Hide and Go Get It Champ in 1996. The whole summer he held you hoes down. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Booah.
For the record, the Croc's sitting right next to me.
Oh my God. not Wop being a Croc nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. My ex ho bought me these.
Don't buy another pair.
I didn't buy them. My ex ho bought them.
You know that, you know he racist, right?
Hey, them some comfortable ass little shoes. That's how you avoid all them races, you know what I'm saying? Clapbacks, fuck that. Them shoes is comfortable, shorty.
Nah, we stopped drinking Cristal. We stopped wearing Tommy Hilfiger. What else did we stop doing because of racism?
And I never wore Tommy Hilfiger.
Nah, get the fuck out of here. You never wore Tommy?
If I wore it, I ain't bad. I probably wore that shit when I was shorty or some shit.
That's crazy. Now I'm aging myself. I remember Tommy Hilfiger came out with a whole movie. They might not have did the movie or like wrote the movie, but they definitely gave niggas clothes for the movie. And then the movie ads just turned into Tommy Hilfiger ads. The movie was called The Faculty. With Usher, and yeah. Josh Hartnett, all them, you know, spooky season type shit.
Niggas turned into aliens.
Yeah, they said the croc young boy was racist, and I was just like, well, niggas will let him slide because he makes a comfortable shoe. And then they said, don't buy Crocs. Go buy the great value Crocs. And they gave like five different companies that sold shoes that were basically the off-brand Crocs. It was like clogs. Like, them shits ain't have holes in them. So my kid was looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and she looking at me. She was like, yo, where I'm gonna put my badges at? I'm like, put your what? Like, your badges? Nigga, you a cop now? She like, nah, like, you know, my badges. Like my pins. I gotta let people know how I'm giving it up. That's what the holes is for. Well, I don't believe that that's what the holes is for. Like, I believe the holes is so that you don't get athlete's foot.
Facts.
She like, nah, Pop, you mad old. Athlete's foot don't even exist no more.
Damn.
wait a second. You mean to tell me athlete's foot don't exist? She was like, yeah. She was like, you wouldn't know because you're not an athlete.
Shit, I ain't one either, but I'm pretty sure that shit still exists.
100%, bro. I'm Googling shit. I'm like, yo, I'm just going to Google Tenactin. You feel me? Like, Tough Acting Tenactin. If they still putting that shit on the shelf in the grocery store, then Athlete's Foot still exists. I Google it, can't find it. And then I'm like, yo, bro, you're not an athlete. She's like, yeah, that's crazy, right? And then we just looked at each other, and it was like 5 minutes of silence. And then I just said, don't ask me for money for Crocs. She was like, okay, cool. I'll tell you the money's for drugs. Bet. Like, those are the kind of lies I like to have with my kid.
I'm fucking with it.
Don't tell me I'm supporting Crocs. She's like, everybody's racist, Dad. It's cool. No. Actually. Actually.
She might have low-key just dropped a bar.
I can't let her know that it's cool. Like, because she did make a point. I'm like, damn, everybody is racist.
Big bar.
Listen, that's my kid. That's my kid. Mad passive. I raised a fucking a Quaker, bro. Now let's talk about the opposite of Quakers. You know, Quakers ain't going to war. They're not about that violence. If you told niggas you was a Quaker in the 60s, in the 70s, they wasn't drafting you to the war. Muhammad Ali went Muslim instead. He should have probably went Quaker, but we'll get to the Muslim rebrand later. So Young Dolph got murdered in November 2021. In his hometown. I think the nigga was like at the fucking cookie store buying cookies or some shit. Like, he was home for like a turkey giveaway or something. Two young niggas ran up on him, shot and killed him, rest in peace. They was flossing on Instagram, of course, because, you know, niggas.
That's what these niggas do today.
The Instagram is probably better policed than actual police. Like, I think Instagram and social media probably have gotten niggas promotions at their detective jobs that they didn't really deserve. But they was flossing. Also, the same car that was used, niggas took mad pictures in the car that was used, like, before and after. Very stupid behavior. But those two young men are on trial. And that trial started, I think it started this week or last week. But one of the guys said that he accepted $1,000 rate to kill Young Dolph. Two young men accepted $100,000. I'm assuming they had to split it between the both of them. Prior to the exchange, they were paid $800.
Each.
$800 U.S. American dollars.
To split.
I'm not sure if they had to split it or if they got $800 each.
It don't matter. You're right.
I'm trying to do the math on 16 minus 100. I'm like, that's like one person. Like,
hey, man, I'm niggas out here smoking niggas like Dolph for $1,000. I'm afraid to know the niggas smoke me for. God damn, shit,
can of soup,
man,
can of soup, like, oh. Not even Campbell's either. We talking Great Value chicken noodle.
Crazy.
I listen, this shit blew me away. And they're also implicating Big Juke, who is Yo Gotti's brother. Mm-hmm. He got murdered in January of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, not going to say that was karma, but that's an awfully strange coincidence. So things are going to look a little rocky for Yo Gotti, Glorilla, that soccer team that Yo Gotti owns. Things might look a little crazy over there for the remainder of this trial, but like my biggest takeaway was like kings, queens all over America, please know your worth. Please know your worth. You going out there to take out this nigga Dolph for $100,000 and they only thought to pay you $800 up front. Either they don't trust your work or they not serious about you being able to complete the job.
Or always this one. They think y'all some goofies. And they think you probably will do it. But they probably look at y'all like, what you gonna do if we tell y'all no, we not paying y'all?
After the job done.
Like, what they gonna do? Because if they not really like that, then for one, ain't nobody finna take that offer. Like, just hypothetically, if it was Gotti them, right? You know Gotti them got money. Why the fuck is you allowing them to give you $1,000 if you really a hitter? And you know this is a high profile hit. See, the thing about this motherfucker should have took a page from my man's Victor Sweets. I said I need out of town shooters. But what I get? In town shooters.
What you do with in town shooters, bro?
And you know what comes with in town shooters? In town police.
You pay out of town shooters to get out of town. Yeah, shit crazy. But I will say, especially because for a short period of my life, I was a baby daddy. Very short period of my life. One of the shooters said that he needed that bread so that he could, quote unquote, make it rain for his daughter's birthday.
Mm.
Now, I don't know much about making it rain at a children's birthday. I associate the act of making it rain with a totally different act. Like, that's like strip club mentality.
Way totally different.
But if I'm in a bind and my baby mama's on my ass, she on my ass, and you know how they can get on your ass and they can push that button. And you just can't do shit right. You never, and if you can't put nothing towards this party, don't you or your big head ass mama show up.
Oof.
Yo, leave my mama alone. And your fucking bald granny too. Now I'm willing to take the short. Right? Because we just doing a little Chuck E. Cheese, something or another. We just doing a little whatever, y'all mean. 800 will get it done for the day. But I got to deal with this young lady for the rest of my life. So that 100, splitting that 100 will give me some breathing room.
Facts.
And I think the other one was a rapper.
That shit, but realistically though, that shit only gonna use some breathing in about a year.
If that much. I mean, listen.
If they getting what, 100,000 between what, two people?
Yeah, 50. So 50 tax free.
50 bar should last you, you know, depending on how you move it, how you play it. Like, if that's all you bringing in for just hypothetically for the rest of the year, that little 50 bar, like, it still should last you, I would say, 18 months maybe.
I'm giving baby mama 5. I'm stashing 5. I'm going to get a brick. I got 10 left. I got 10 left. Maybe something less than 10. I got less than 10 left. I got a brick. I'm going to make the brick work. And just in case, I got 5 in the stash. That's, we gonna call that the baby mama emergency fund. And I got something left. You gotta.
Ooh, Walker Young Diesel. Hey. Trying to make it easy.
I think when times are hard, you resort to what you know. And I know I could make some money stretch. I also know that if I got that thing moving, I could turn that 30 into something else. Man. Go get another one, turn that into something else. Now I can get 2. Now I can get 2. Ooh, god damn, we popping.
I mean, you could definitely get to it for sure. For sure. Don't get me wrong, but like, it's probably best if you got that 50 ball, what a nigga gonna do though is gonna lay up still with your bitch. He probably gonna go try to get back with the baby mama. Then he's fucked. Cause you done gave her the 5, but now you still spinning. Trying to make her happy and shit. Like, you probably ain't gonna really even get in the field for real. Cause that's what niggas fuck up at. But if you like, if you fall back, like, here, take this. I'm finna get to it. God damn it, and probably do whatever you need to do. You might could turn that motherfucking that 30 into 60 in like 6 months.
That's a good six months. Hey, listen, they caught that. I believe this nigga clapped off in November. I think he was in jail before New Year's.
And he was.
They didn't even, like, first 48 solve that.
One of them niggas in jail, like, the first week of some shit. Second week of some shit. If I'm not mistaken. Them niggas was dumb, man. Them niggas was dumb. They ain't had no plan, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, as fucked up as it is, bro, Dolph was bogus, too. Because I'm not, like, bro, you know you beefing with them niggas, bro. These niggas, I'm just not going to be out there like that, bro. I don't give no fuck what cookie it was. Like, I don't give no fuck about them cookies. I don't never want to be too cool. I know I got these kind of enemies that want to touch me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just out here.
Well, he was doing a turkey giveaway for Thanksgiving. All
right.
That requires you to be outside too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just believe that just like the Barksdales and Omar, I believe that there's some kind of Sunday truce in the game. Now, I don't know if the cookie store is necessarily the Sunday truce. But I think when you at home, I kind of feel like that's where most rappers put their guard down the most. We seen it with Chink Santana in New York, Stack Bundles in New York. Like, I think that's like the number one thing. Telling rappers, stop going back home because niggas at home don't love you, right? That comes from somewhere, but at the same time, where do you, like, if nigga gonna catch me naked, a nigga's gonna catch me naked in the fucking house.
Yeah, man. Cause the truth, the reality is, bro, again, like, you right, the hood just don't love you, bro. Like, once you reach a certain level, it ain't that you might still, the hood might love you, right? Don't get me wrong, the hood might love you, like, most of the hood might love you. Problem is, you're not gonna never get all of the hood. It's gonna always be that one nigga that felt like he fucked with you and you ain't fuck with him the same way once you got on. It's gonna always be that. It's gonna always be a nigga that's hating. Nigga, I whooped that nigga ass in sixth grade. He'll tell you, like, damn, dude, we 40. You talking about when you tripped me? Like, like, niggas ain't gonna let go of nothing, bro. These niggas is petty. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my biggest fear about, like, ever making it. Who to trust? Like, who can you trust?
Shit. A whole lot of nobody. I mean,
yeah, that's the truth, right? Like, damn near, like, it ain't that you can't trust nobody, but it's like, you damn near ain't gonna trust nobody new for real. Like, that ain't really been around since you know what I'm saying? Before the money. You ain't gonna never trust them like that. Cause it's just gonna seem like it's, you fucking with me because of the money. And these women, shit, we done seen a lot of these niggas get smoked because of a woman.
That's the age old setup. Oh yeah, shorty with you. And then it was one of them little Florida niggas. It was his birthday. He was celebrating.
What's his name? Fulio, right?
Yeah, he was celebrating. And the three people that took him out was sitting there right with him the whole time he was celebrating on live. And I'm like, you shouldn't be on live talking about getting fucked up while you're in the process. And I think that's me. And I think that's a good portion of like the modern day internet street niggas. Like they all, oh yeah, somebody told me always park backwards in case you gotta get out of somewhere and a go. And one of those things is, as soon as phones came around, don't tell nobody where you at until you gone.
Yeah, but no, the hoe's not doing that. Especially
never
if it's some real niggas that's around, and a lot of them to play setup anyway. They fucking with a nigga that they know, that they probably really fucking with. They just with one of their little female friends that invited them. Oh, guess who shit I'm at? Yeah, drop low. That fast, your ass smoked. Or like, well, in shorty case, like they at the motherfucking Holiday Inn.
Which is crazy. This has been the wildest September ever.
Oh yeah, man. You got the Diddy shit going on.
Damn, Diddy.
It's like folks on suicide watch.
You better be.
Hell yeah.
You better be. That's how they got the other bull. That's how they got him to not snitch on niggas. Hey, suicide happened, old boy. Man, that's crazy. Right after we caught the security guard sleeping in the job, right after that, his suicide happened. Oh, man.
Diddy and that bitch just, I can't believe these motherfuckers. All the shit I know.
on my mama, like, this nigga, I know this nigga is all the shit I know, and y'all wouldn't even let me make bail. Like, Diddy's probably saying, I was good to carry your water, bro. But the trial was going to take time. Y'all trying to OJ me.
Motherfucker must have told. It's like one of the two things going to either happen. Like either motherfucker's telling Diddy, you're going to have to fall on this sword, gang. You know what I'm saying? You rich. They can't take your bread.
They can. They 100% can.
I mean, can they?
Yeah. If you made bread, because it's a RICO. Mm. So anything that you profited from the RICO, it's all commingled money.
Mm.
So if you was trafficking with Bad Boy money, Now this Bad Boy money, we gotta do some forensic analysts before we let you have it. Like I knew that this shit was looking rocky when he was trying to get bond and Janice Combs had to submit her passport.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well damn. Why this nigga mama gotta submit her passport over some shit he did? But then I remember when Mace was beefing with this nigga like a year or two ago, he said, yeah, you owe niggas money, publishing, blah, 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 and your mama's name is on everything. Hey, look, we'll let Janice cook. We'll let Janice walk around these streets. Cause she don't even know what she was involved in. Her name was just on the letterhead. You hear me?
Like, yeah.
She's just stupid. She's not nefarious. But Diddy, we can't even let you walk around Earth.
You done. He's done. That's no matter what happens, he's done. Nobody's gonna come near him for real.
That young man is cooked. That young man is cooked. Other internet crazies. Can I ask you a question? This is going to get a little weird, but I'm going somewhere. How long have you been on the internet?
Me personally, like, I mean, obviously, like, early 2000s, right? Like, is when I probably started. I'd say 99, 2000, like big Ethernet cord. Well, not the Ethernet, but the.
You had dial up, nigga. You had dial up.
Dial up, you feel me? Hey, nigga, you feel? You know what I'm saying? So.
I'm not asking for any implications here, but do you remember the twerk team on the internet?
The twerk team,
Miss Twerk some. It was like, back then, it was like a whole team of girls. And they was probably underage. I'm pretty sure they was underage, like high school age. But they they were shaking ass.
Yeah.
And as time, you know, eclipsed, a bunch of them dropped, and it was just like two or three of them. It was like Miss Twerk something, Luscious something, I don't know. But over the last couple of weeks, I come to find out that these young ladies are still shaking ass on the internet.
It's never going to, like, bro, it's not an age limit for that shoot.
It's crazy. So I did more searching, and then, like, this shit found me. You remember Ghetto Barbie?
Oh, Barbie.
Ghetto Barbie, super thick young girl. I don't know how old she was shaking ass. I knew she had a tattoo of a cupcake on her ass cheek.
Yeah.
She had a big old ass. I'm like, man, like, I remember her shaking ass. And I remember she had, like, braces and shit. Like, she gave off very much, I haven't graduated high school, or I just graduated high school. Well, I'm, you know, at home, chilling, minding my black ass business on the internet. And, like, it's, before y'all start calling me out for filth, it's my job to consume as much of the internet as I can so we can come and do this show. I don't want to look at shaking ass on the internet. No, anything but shaking ass. But Friday, I think it was like Friday, Saturday morning, Johnny Blaze, a world star hip hop ass shaking veteran. She's a veteran. Like, we talking Vietnam. Like, she's been legal my whole life, shaking ass on the internet. She was beefing with Ghetto Barbie, and I'm like, I wonder why they beefing. And the shit starts off as a simple, yo, send your nudes to this telephone number. And then Ghetto Barbie posts, send your nudes to this telephone number. And I'm like, that's weird. Why would you just give out your telephone number and ask random internet weirdos for naked pictures? Like, you gonna get exactly what you asked for. And then next thing you know, Johnny Blaze is on a fucking fast break. Ghetto Barbie, you a broke bitch. Your pussy got bad pH balance. You got surgery scars, you bad built bitch. Ooh, you weave bad bitch. And like, this is my bag, Wop. Like, this is my, this guilty pleasure. This is probably one of my top five guilty pleasures, bro. Nothing excites me more than women spilling tea about other women. For a few reasons. One of those reasons is, you can tell how much women don't like each other whenever they get into one of these spats. Because, like, if me and you were to get into it, it's a line that neither one of us would cross unless we knew, like, if we take it here, it's no coming back, right? I gotta go see this nigga in person. It's no coming back.
Type shit.
Women ping pong over that line the entire time they're beefing.
Oh yeah, they blurred that mother.
They don't even see it. Blur it. They can't see it. Stevie Wonder the line.
Right.
Shorty was like,
it's like, it's not even really there for them.
Shorty said, "You, that's why you fucking all these no-name niggas and you broke." And then Ghetto Barbie was just like, "Whatever, bitch. I never had no surgery, bitch. You poor. You always gotta ask for a ride. You got a 2000 Camry." And I was just like, damn, this shit is mad personal. I feel like I shouldn't be watching and refreshing and waiting for this to hit like a climax. And then Shorty said something. It was like, yeah, Ghetto Barbie, your body bad built, bitch. You built like a sack of laundry. And look at all these surgery scars you got on you. And I was like, damn. We surgery shaming? And then Ghetto Barbie said, that's a C-section because my pussy work and your pussy don't work and you can't have kids, bitch.
Shit.
And then I just put my phone down. Cause all this was happening too quick. I mean, I stumbled upon the beef and we was 12, maybe 15, 3 minute videos back and forth deep within an hour. And it's not like the little video where it just be words on the screen and maybe some music with like a shot. Like, no, they was in the camera like, let me tell you something about this bitch. And then they turned into pulling up to a motherfucker house. And I said, oh, we about to get a fight. Rumble, young ladies, rumble. And then the other one posted, like she just came home right after they left. She posted like she just came home. And my messy ass, I'm in the comments. Girl, you knew they was at your house. Why you ain't just come out? We not going to jump you. Because I'm messy and I'm bored. And then next thing you know, they sent somebody to pull up the Ghetto Barbie house. And Ghetto Barbie was like sitting on the porch waiting. She moved the car out in the middle of the street. She live in a cul-de-sac. Like, now you can't leave, bitch. And another girl came out of nowhere with a shovel. Smack in the car.
Oh, come on, bro.
And Johnny Blaze was just like, yeah, I just pulled up to your neighborhood, girl, but Ghetto Barbie had already posted the clips. It wasn't Johnny Blaze in the car. So then she just started going off. And Ghetto Barbie won this exchange by far. Johnny Blaze was just like, the bitch stole my phone, was taking screenshots of famous people's telephone numbers. She trying to get clout. She trying to get close to famous people. And Ghetto Barbie screen shared her phone. She was like, I don't have none of these people's numbers. These are messages you sent to me from your interactions with these people. Drake is in there with like a 6 minute long voice note. Doing his best Canadian shuck and jive for Johnny Blaze. Yeah, you know, sometimes I see you text me, girl, and I don't respond, Crody. Cause I don't know. Sometimes I see it. Sometimes I don't see your text messages. I just don't know how to respond cause I don't want to get hurt again. And like all the shit that Drake was saying, I was like, yo, if we throw a beat on the back of this, that shit will be fire. That shit sound like I just been drinking on the low, smoking on the low, party on the low, first thing from tripping, like all I needed was just this nigga's crooning in the background of his own voice note, and that shit was a record. But all in all, women, y'all don't like each other. And that makes me sad.
They hate each other, bro. That's why, like, and they secretly hate each other, like, it be the craziest shit. That's the one I never understand. It's like, they that phony. Like, a little female told me this at my job. She say, we keep the eaters close. I'm like, what? Like eater, like AKA, you know, I guess you kind of get old.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Don't make me break it down. Yeah, she said she keep the eaters close. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, you know. And I guess it's quote unquote, you gotta keep, you know what I'm saying? You keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I guess that's what they're saying, right? But I don't keep my enemy nowhere fucking near me. I don't know where they do that shit at, bro. Like, I never agree with that statement. That was a fucked up statement.
I want to keep an eye on the motherfucker, but I don't want.
Yeah, motherfucker, you hear me? Like, I'm gonna be aware where you at, but like, I'm not trying to put myself near you or vice versa. Like, I'm not trying to create that scenario. So like, yeah, but females mean that shit. They messy as hell. Like we talked about, Shorty just be you. They be mad over the dumbest shit. They find anything to be mad at each other about. This bitch ordered steak fajitas. Really?
No. I'm not gonna let you do that, bro. I'm not gonna let you do that. Steak fajitas. After the internet said you can't have steak fajitas on somebody's birthday, I went out on a rando and got steak fajitas, gang.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what's the big fucking deal, though?
It's a big deal, though. It's a big deal. Like, I understand. Like, I'm sitting there looking at these motherfuckers sizzling and popping and making the whole table smell like onions. And niggas didn't have their food out yet. And niggas was like, I didn't even know they sold fajitas here. Like, I saw the envy in niggas' faces when I had the steak fajitas.
They should have ordered them some appetizers, gang. Fuck them people. If you that hungry and you mad because I chose this for my entree and it come out faster than your shit, fuck you.
I know the young ladies, like, their shit is basically because Shorty had been talking shit, like, Barbie been talking shit for, like, 7 years about old girl to, like, their friend circle.
Like, he wasn't going to get back around.
And it did, but then Shorty got on the defensive mad quick. But I did more research, and guess what? What? They just came back from a girls' trip, bro. They was in Aruba. They was trying to be like me. They was in Aruba. They come back from a girls' trip. 3 days later, this whole blow-up happens. I want to say it here, and I want to say it first. The World Is Yours podcast has $500 for any group of female friends that are not related that can go on a girls' trip, four or more ladies, and come back the same friends that they were when they left. And they can't be over the age of 35. Mm-mm. I put some stipulations on that hoe.
Yeah.
I put some stipulations on that hoe, but
you might as well send 250 to Watt, man. That shit's so over with, man. That shit don't never happen, man. Ever.
The girls' trips never happen, and no, that's my favorite TikTok. Like, story. I will search random shit, but let me see a girl go on there and say, okay, y'all, I got a story time to tell. Let me tell you why you don't go on a girl's trip with this broke bitch named D. Ashley. And as soon as she get to going, it's like, yo, Shorty went on a trip to Switzerland for 2 weeks, only had $18 in her pocket.
Why, bitch, why would you come? Why would you even do that? Who the fuck does that? Like, in the sad part, bro, like, it's always, like, our females. The sisters.
100%. Yeah, white women go on girls' trips all the time.
It's all, because it's all, like, and it's sad, bro. Like, I hate that, like, you know, like, and females, sorry, ladies, I know if y'all listen to this podcast, y'all just probably think about paycheck. Why don't I actually love y'all? I just don't want to be with you.
I see dead people. Wap.
Wap don't want no relationship with y'all. Like, Wap don't want to call you his woman. He'll call
you. Are you gay?
You know what I'm saying? Close friend, good friend, friend with benefits.
Mm.
I mean, all those terms. But you women, like, do things like go on these girls' trips. And really, it probably should just be two of y'all to go. Because you probably come back as friends if just two of y'all go. Even if y'all did a hella dicks down there together. It's between you and her, your bestie. But once that third wheel is there, she probably not really like y'all, but y'all just invited her.
Less overhead.
You know,
less overhead. Hey, we gotta bring five girls on this. That's the shit that starts the problems with me. They'd be like, oh yeah, I went on a trip with my very close friend, one of her friends, and her friend's cousin. I didn't even know the other two people.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's a disaster. We ain't even at TSA yet, and that's a disaster.
Facts.
Oh, but I've been around this person sometime Yeah, but have you ever, like, you ever made a pallet on the floor in grandma's house with this person? You ain't know that Shorty ain't wash her ass right, or she washed her ass and put the rag right there where everybody's face rag.
All it take is for, and then it'd be like a group of women, they go out, right? And when they going out, they ain't gonna never admit they're looking for the attention. They want some attention. They're not going to admit it. Even if one of the girls, she happily in a relationship, love her dude, she's going to be, you know what I'm saying, in this group, and they're going to get this attention. And all it takes is for one of them girls to like one of them dudes, like a group of dudes walk up. She liked this one dude, but dude liked the friend. That's how the little beef start right there.
Mm.
See, it don't happen like that for us men. Like, we could be out. I could be feeling shorty, but she feeling you more. I'm not going to be secretly hating you behind the shit, because we understand as men, y'all women do the choosing. They do the choosing, bro.
No, women do the choosing, but the guys do their hating. The guys hating is, it's different.
What's they
hating? The guys hating is never me personally. It'll be that funny shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, bro. Ain't, yo, is that my shirt? Is those my J's that I let you borrow when you lost your job?
Yeah. I give you that. They do that. They do the lame shit.
Nigga want a slap box with you. You got 10 shorties in the house putting Don Julio on their head, taking pictures, about to bust it down. And this nigga want to say, hey, you want a slap box? Like, no, nigga.
I want to slap ass.
That's too much. Yeah, I do want a slap box, bro. I'm about to cut the lights down so I can do so. You feel me?
I want to slap that box, nigga. The fuck are you talking about? Like, I'm not trying to be in this bitch tussling. Fuck out of here. But
once the women leave, that is gone. That hater version of your guy friend is gone. See, the young ladies, I think that's the difference between them. They're going to hate before, during, and after the event. Bitch thinks she looked better than me. She didn't tell y'all she had a dish today. Like, hold on, what? Hold on, we didn't need to know that.
Or the friend that ain't getting no attention. I'm ready to go. It's so boring.
I'm blowed. Y'all, is y'all having fun?
Where she's at? Because I'm not just going to stand here.
The one with the boyfriend where she got to call her nigga.
Right.
Oh, so she on the phone with her nigga the whole time, and the rest of them is just like, girl, come on.
Please.
You could have just stayed home. You was going to be on the phone with your nigga the whole time.
I know how he is. Oh, my God.
And then the girl with a nigga that do some dirt on the trip, and then as soon as something happens, that bitch owed me $12, and she was fucking niggas out here that wasn't her man. Like, hold on. You gave it up for $12? You know how long you hated me to give me up on the internet over $12?
Because, you know, like, the bitch thought she was just so cute. Like you really was bragging on that nigga the whole time, saying he was a good man. And he was actually a good man. That's the crazy part, like. They go so hard at each other when it's over, bro, it's over. And then you'll still see these bitches a year later, like, we both said some crazy shit to each other. I love you, bitch. Get right back cool. And fall right back the fuck out. Because that shit never really went away. They just love drama. They love the highs and lows of this shit. Women like to live on the roller coaster.
I like it. I like watching it from afar. I'm always puzzled by it. But I've only taken a few trips with guys. We've survived every trip. But a couple of things that will ruin a guy's trip. The shit that ruins guys' trips for real is just fucking really just fucking running out of money and getting too lit.
I do.
Yeah. Like running out of money, getting too lit, and fucking yeah, that just be the only thing. You'd be like, oh man, we got too lit. We hung over. So we fucking missed whatever events that we needed to do.
And sadly though, bro, like I've never really went on no real guys trip. Like most of my niggas, it's either bad timing for a motherfucker type shit, or they in a relationship and ain't took they bitch nowhere all year. So he definitely can't go nowhere. It's like, it's just bad all the way around. And then I can't cap, like, it might be a time they invite me or some shit. I ain't took my bitch no more yet, so I can't
go. So you can't, when it's time for you to start packing your bag, your girl, you going out with those niggas? You must be fucking Gregory. You must be fucking Gregory because you ain't took me to Miami.
Nowhere.
It's like, god damn, why I gotta be fucking Gregory because I ain't took you nowhere? Like, I paid for this shit a year ago. That's what guys' trips lack. Guys' trips, they lack the organized person who's going to tell you, give me $50 every 2 weeks.
Facts.
For the next 8 weeks. And then next year we go do X, Y, and Z. And then that nigga got to find out when you get paid. Hit you, make sure you commit to the $50 every 2 weeks. And then hit you before the trip. Like, yo, bro, the trip's paid for. Here's your fucking airplane confirmation. Here's the hotel accommodations. And just save up some money so you can have to play with when we go on the trip. Then, now niggas is going on the guys' trip.
This is true.
But no guy wants to fucking do that, one, because there aren't too many guys that do that for their own selves. And two, it's just a lot of fucking work.
It really is, bro. You just low-key made me flame up because of this shit, thinking about this shit.
It's just a lot of work. Like, I'm not even going to get into... Listen, I'm most of my guy trips are me traveling to where the guys are at. And either taking a road trip from there, like I've never been on a plane with the gang.
Oh yeah.
And we going somewhere. Like it's been a road trip here, road trip there. Like we just do gang of road trips.
Oh, well, I've done that then, the road trips. I've done that. But
but those wasn't really guys' trips. Yeah, it was like, yo, you trying to drive up to New York, we might be able to get some weed. I got 5 cartons of cigarettes. We can go up to New York and we can fucking make $700. Like, hell yeah, let's go. I'll get 5 cartons of cigarettes. And that was a guy's trip.
Motherfucker gone for 2 days, might get a room one night.
And back then, niggas could do one room. I'm on this bed, you on that bed. Hey, we gonna come in when it's time to knock out.
Okay.
And knock out. Like, we not in here parlaying and fucking... Like, what are we watching? What do you want to watch now? Like, we wasn't doing that. Like, we was literally falling into the room. Because back then, the room wasn't important because you're not going to be in the room.
Period. Ain't no motherfucking need for that shit.
At my big ass adult age, the room matters. I want to feel so secure that I can't even access the elevator to get to my floor without my room key.
Type shit. I'm definitely not doing the sharing the room shit with the guys and that shit over here. Get your own fucking room, bro.
Nah, because I'm getting weird. When I get back to this room, I'm getting weird. With or without company.
Yeah.
I'm getting weird. I'm lighting up a candle. I'm going to fuck. Yeah, I got the cocoa butter baby oil gel.
This nigga getting weird.
It's getting weird.
This one.
One of my favorite fucking bark bags from a nigga.
And since you gossiping and all that, tell them about that $4 I cashed after you so you could survive, you fucking one side of the storytelling, bitch. I don't.
Yo, that's on my mama, bro. Since you gossiping and shit, since you telling your friends in the group chat about me, tell them about that time that I gave you $4 so you could survive, bitch. Ooh, that came from a hurt place. That was personal. That was personal. I ain't gonna hold you.
Hey, man, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. These man, bro. At this age that I'm at, bro, I just do want to take like a real trip with the guys, bro. Like, even if, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Justin and I, even if we got dummy, just fly somewhere together. You fly from where you fly from, and I fly from where I fly from, like, type shit, and we meet, like, up somewhere. Like, that's a guy's trip, bro. Like,
damn,
that's
right.
What niggas supposed to do at they ages, bro. Like, because women do it all the fucking time, bro. They do it all the time. Even though they shouldn't, they do it all the time. they definitely shouldn't be doing these trips.
The ones that survive these trips, I think it's because they've traveled with these people before, so they just know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm down for it. Like, I need to go back to Vegas. I need to, like, I got shit pinned for Vegas. I'm talking ATVs in the desert that take you all the way to the Grand Canyon, and then you come back. That's a 6-hour excursion. Like, yeah, nigga, fucking the sphere, $180. Go to the sphere for an hour and a half and just watch whatever movie they showing in that hole. And then, of course, gambling. But if everybody not with gambling, it's cool, because it's enough shit to do, because it's Vegas. It's enough shit to do out there.
I gamble with you before I go on the motherfucking 6-hour excursion, nigga. You crazy?
Nah, you bugging. ATV ride? Like, you jump on the four-wheel and jump in the dune buggy?
I do the ATV shit, bro. Like, I'm not doing 6 hours, gang.
So you don't want to ride that shit in the desert that takes you to Grand Canyon?
Hell no. I don't want to see no motherfucking coyote, Wiley, none of that shit. I don't want to see none of them type of things out there, folks. Because I know they out there.
They definitely out there. I can't even promise you, like, oh no, if we go in the daytime, it's safe. Like, I can't even
out there.
I can't even fix my mouth to lie to you.
Out there, nigga. I'm cool. I'm straight. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I said, I did it though. Like, when I went to Vegas last time and shit, man, like, that shit was dope though. You gonna get dirty as hell though. Like, I was
dirty, bro. That's an excursion that turns back into, okay, niggas, go back to your room. In 2 hours, we regroup. See, that's
low key 4 hours. Fuck you talking about?
That's the joy of a fucking guy's trip. Yeah, that's the joy of a guy's trip. Cause you can have just, yo, we gonna do this. We gonna get back to the room and then we free until dinner. Like, you do that shit with your girl. All this free time, she gonna fill it up with an activity.
Shit.
Or an additional excursion.
Not the bitch I went with. Bitch sleep. I'm like, damn, bitch, you come out of town and go to sleep. What the fuck? Don't want to do shit. Don't got ideas. Just want, they, really what they motherfuckers want you to do is just spend like excessive money. Like,
nah, I don't travel with people that don't. Like, if it's too many no's on your checklist and I can't cater to that with, like, the travel, then we just can't travel.
Yeah, I mean, but I just feel like that's just a lot of females. Females is, they throw you off a lot of times anyway. Like, even if it's your bitch, like, she just gonna, you know what I'm saying? She know you supposed to be here at 7. She gonna start getting ready at 6, though. Knowing she need 3 fucking hours, you know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck would you do that? And you know how you is.
That might be a makeup joint. I don't know nothing. Like if they know dinner, because they don't want to miss the opportunity. The photo op, all that. So I'm probably sitting there at 5 o'clock, like, yo, I need to get in the shower. You gotta wait. Like we're late because I couldn't get ready until they was ready.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But travel shit is fun. Like I'm gonna set this shit up. I'm gonna pin the ideas out there and then I'm put it out there. Yo, who wanna do this? Anybody wanna do this? You wanna do this? And then I'm gonna be like, all right, let me know when y'all wanna start buying the tickets. Cause I'll get them. But I'm not finna go out there. American Airlines, let me book 8 tickets and then just wait for niggas to pay me back because now we can't be friends no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, hell no.
Now our friendship different. Now I'm about to be out here barking at you. Tell them by that time I gave you that $4 to save your life, bitch. Like now. now we not finna survive the fucking group trip.
I'm gonna get petty. That type of money, bro, I'm going to get petty like a female, bro. I'm not going to lie, boy. Oh, my mama, remember that time your mama had that dookie thing? I'm on that with your ass. I'm bringing up all type of shit. On everything. And she used to get high back in the day, boy. Don't think motherfuckers forgot.
Oh, wow. No, I'm not. Yo, you pulling your mama smoke crack rock line out?
Bro. Over, bro, if you try to play me over, like, depending on what motherfucker going, bro, that could be a $400 plane ticket, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Round.
Maybe more. Maybe a little bit more.
Maybe a little bit more, depending on where you going. But if we doing it a year in advance, probably going to be a little cheaper type shit. Whatever. Cool. Still, $250. And that's cheap.
I'm not telling a nigga to his face his mama smoked crack rock over $250.
Bro.
$700 to $1,000. It might come out in a passive aggressive manner, but not an aggressive aggressive manner, if that makes sense.
Shit, once that line get blurred, it's over with. It's over with. I don't lie to you.
Wop said he's no better than the field.
Yeah. It's like, cause I know the type of nigga I am. I got tough skin, bro. Like, I'll let you, like, get your little pinch off. Like, I'll let you keep getting a little pinch. But, like, at some point when I hit you back, don't be like, that was too hard because the pinches started adding up.
Like, yeah, don't tell me how to respond.
Just getting it all back in one bam. You feel me?
I got it back in blood.
Yeah, like that's just what it is. You play. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, that's just how it is with me. You feel me? And motherfuckers could, sometimes I think it's like it's a gift and a curse, because like sometimes when you let people play with you, that's what they do. They play with you. But
oh no!
Also, I know like when it's up, it's stuck.
Ain't no speaking of that. Playing with people. We got somebody playing on the internet right now.
Let me out of here, but yeah, because it's 2 a.m. and I have a lot of things to do tomorrow. One more motherfucking thing before I get the fuck on out of here, all right? I just want to let motherfuckers know one good shit, right? I don't give a fuck if a nigga talking about, oh, I'm going to expose you, or I'm going to put them text messages that I saw through your phone. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I will expose my own tea. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. Do that. I don't care. You should be happy. You know what you should be? You know what you should be happy? You should be happy that I'm a real gangster ass bitch. At the end of the day, I'm a real gangster ass bitch and I'm a solid bitch. So one thing I'm not going to do to you ever is entertaining them, your ops that be in my DMs. trying to suck my pussy. I will never do that because the op to you is a nigga that wants you dead. And I don't want you dead because my kids love the fuck out of you. My kids love you down. So I will never do that. And I really follow gangster. I really follow street codes. I will never be a lame ass bitch that fuck with a nigga op just to get back. No, nigga, I don't have to do that shit. I just got to fuck a nigga that's better than you.
It's yours. It's yours. It's yours.
Nah. This shit is ugly. Now, I know Shorty just got a divorce, but she was on live. One of the comments that Offset made while she was on live was, so you fucked a nigga with my baby in you? And then when she got off alive, she responded, she just posted and did with a bunch of exclamation marks. Now, she just had a baby. And from my understanding of women and dealing with women, and this is another reason why we need a young lady on the podcast, because I never want to speak for women or women code or none of that shit because, you know, clearly, nigga. But I always thought that women gave other women shit for fucking men that were not the father of the child that's in their belly.
Man, I used to think, excuse me, most women weren't like hoes. I used to think that.
Psst. I see dead people.
You know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I used to believe this at the point in my time. You hear me? And I used to think, like, as women got older, like, because, like, I get when they're young, right? They're promiscuous, they're vulnerable, they don't know as much. But now, I'm starting to see that women embrace, they like, what they call it is free. That's what they call it now. I'm free. If I want to date a nigga, if I want to let a nigga take me out and I don't want to fuck him, but I do fuck him, whatever. Like, that's my business. Like, they love a nigga that they favorite line. I'm telling you, most females, they love the nigga that don't talk about it, right? Like, he might talk about it, pretty sure. Most niggas talk about it. They talk about the bodies, especially if it's a body that's worth talking about. They talk about it. But most niggas still, like, especially if he know the girl got a nigga, anything, like, he ain't finna be, oh, man, you know, I be fucking her. And niggas don't do that shit, right? So they love them type of niggas that don't kiss and tell, nigga, if he. But I'm here to tell you, ladies, you fuck WAP. Come tell somebody. Yeah. Don't tell somebody, man. Like,
don't tell the pod, though. Yeah, give them a little bit of privacy. Don't tell the pod.
Don't tell the pod. Yeah. And if it's okay, like, because, like, women doing it now, they embracing their wholeness. I'm going to embrace mine.
Fuck. I don't think it's wholeness. Bro. I don't think so I
another nigga while you're pregnant.
I've beat down other Jones while somebody was pregnant with mine or while they was pregnant and that baby wasn't mine. Bro. I never thought it was a bad thing until the internet. And then women were like shaming other women that I can't believe you fuck somebody else while she was pregnant with another nigga's baby. Oh my God. Like, they were using that Like, they would shame women like they would for shaming, like white women would shame another white woman for fucking a married man. Like, it was all in the same vein of shame. But because Sicardi said it, it seems to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, they're applauding Cardi. Yeah, Cardi, yeah. He's been cheating since Obama was in the office. It's about time you got your get back. Or she could have left.
But bro, you don't really, like, the thing about it, though, bro, you don't really get cool. Like, men don't get the cool points either, like, for hitting pregnant women, right? Which is why we don't talk about it like that for real. Like, you know, I just hit buddy bitch, you know. She's 6 months. Like, not really talking about that. Might have did, though, for sure. But, like, I just think a woman, like, because they want all the credit for the baby anyway. I sat here 9 months and like, okay, you did that. For sure. You was the incubator, for sure. But at the end of the day, if you feel that way, how could you let, like, a nigga that you don't know, that you do know is not the father, smash? Like, you should just let the nigga that is the father smash, like, even if you don't want to be with the nigga. Then, like, have a baby, and then just go fuck who you want to fuck. Like, it should just be some respect for the child that, like, at least it's daddy busting on him.
Well, she ain't gonna have no free time once she has the baby, because single parent. I don't know.
What type of time do you need to go get some dick? Man, she can easily get 10-hour break if she need one, bro. She's Cardi B, bro. She not no regular single.
Oh, no, Cardi B, yeah. But I thought she was talking about, like, Jessica down the block.
Oh.
I don't know how Jessica down the block can get a 10-hour break for Jess. I don't know, bro. Single parent.
Jess done. But I'm saying, even a chick like that, bro, like, at the end of the day, she bogus.
Well, I think either way, like, so my only beef is if you're catching bodies because your partner cheated and you didn't leave, you're not hurting your partner. I don't know if women know that. I think it's just like the revenge factor behind it, like, oh, he cheated on me. Oh, I'm going to go fuck somebody and never tell him about it. And then, like, when he find out, like, yeah, he be fucked up that you fuck somebody else. And women kind of, like, play that shit up. Like, every time we do something, niggas be big hurt. We're hurt that you cheated. We're more hurt that you smiled in my face. And I think that's probably the same shit women be hurt about too. Like, oh shit, you cheated and you was smiling in my face and you kissed me on the cheek every morning before you went to work. And then you was fucking Jessica. Like, so we probably both be mad about the same shit, but like, fucking somebody because I fuck somebody that's not a swap to me, bro. Like, ain't that what Drake said? Niggas want to do a verse for a verse, but that's not a swap for me. Yep. Versace. Like, Nick, that's just not a swap for me. Like, you fucking somebody else isn't a swap for me. Like,
the I don't think the hurt is the same, bro. Because, again, we don't require the same things. Like, men and women are different, right? I think most men, again, would want we'll look at a woman and, I mean, the body count matters.
It doesn't. To who? To whom?
Men, bro. Don't know, so, bro. You, bro. If a chick come willingly tell you, yeah, I did 30 dicks in my life.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you.
This is not Podizzle. I need some miles on that thing. You hear me?
I hear you, but I don't feel you.
I need some miles on that thing.
I don't. Oh no, Jesus!
I need some miles on. Hey, please come to me. Taught up, experienced. I'm beyond the age of where I'm willing to teach in school. I'm not a fucking professor. I'm bald, but I ain't Professor X. Like, I'm not trying to fucking school a motherfucker. No, thank you. Absolutely not. Please come with some miles, come with some experience so that if I'm ready to settle down, I know you got it out your system. And if I'm not ready to settle down, I know at least you'll be good for the moment and you'll be good from point A.
You think a motherfucker that got it in their system and got it out their system.
Sometimes it's on you and not in you. Sometimes it's in you and not on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Has to be it.
Listen, that this hoeing shit. So you never got the joint with some miles and been like, damn, I'm glad you got miles.
These hoes don't tell you they got miles. You just have to know they got miles.
So you never knew they had miles and been happy about it?
I mean, yeah. But then of course, they know what they doing, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to explain nothing. They know what time it is. Absolutely.
Less reserved, less bashful about it. Oh, no, I never did that before. And then, boom, you unlock some shit, and she's a fucking demon. That's cool. But it took you some time to unlock that, and you had to get her to like you. She just wasn't like that because it was fucking Wednesday. Like, she had to like you and get feelings for you, and you put up with some of that mid, and then you unlock that fucking demon, and now you getting high grade, but you 4 months into it.
But that's not somebody that got miles on them. Like,
I know that's the somebody that don't have miles in them, where you gotta unleash that demon. Yeah. That's gonna take time. I'm old, bro. I don't have time.
You funny as hell.
I got today. I got this afternoon. Come with the miles on you. No tread on them tires. Need them tires bald as me. They done seen better days.
Man, stop. I'm gonna take this back. It's more about, like, I don't care about the miles, right? Because you can have miles if you fuck with just one nigga, in my opinion. Because if he fucking you all the time, you got miles. It's the how many motherfucking previous owners to this motherfucker.
That's, I hope it's a lot. About. I hope it's a lot.
I'm straight. Why, bro? Why would you want that, bro? Why would you want? Like, what the fuck? How many people go own this motherfucker and not keep this motherfucker?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Ain't that what they say?
Man, fuck that, man. I need the Carfax report, bro. Like, if it's more than for real. Like, if you comfortable with saying, like, it's been more than 15, bro, at my age, I'll probably be cool with it, depending on the vibe I get from you. But, like, that's still
strong. 15?
Bro, that's strong.
Bro.
That's strong, bro.
We not being realistic here.
Well, I'm being realistic. I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, we not.
No, no.
What so you, let's paint the picture.
Key word.
Let's paint the picture.
Not being
so
accepting of it.
You like, let's say you want a 30-year-old young lady.
Yeah.
Give or take, she's been active since, let's just say she's been active since she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
She got one a year, and a few of those years, she had two. And that's something that you gotta accept? That's not like, Blue Book value, what they go? Excellent, fair, poor? Like, that's not excellent Blue Book value?
Fuck no.
What? Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Bro. What? First of all, is she, do she got kids?
And Let's put one on her. She got 15 bodies and 12. She got 15 bodies in 12 years, and she got a kid.
Okay.
So that means she had to sit down for 9 months. Let's just call it a year. That means she got 15 bodies in 11 years.
Okay.
That's outrageous to you?
So. This is why the math don't make sense to me. She got a shorty, right?
Right.
So what point in time where it was just like a relationship with her and the baby dead? Never?
It could have been. And maybe she was with him for a year or two. And then after they broke up, she got two or three dicks in 1 year. But we just talking about an average.
All right.
Like, three dicks in a year is crazy to you?
Yeah.
Bro, I know women that had three this summer. You talking about three in a year? I know some that have got more than three in a season, any given.
But see, what you misconstruing is that I'm saying that what you're saying is true. I agree that it's happening more frequent, right? I'm not disputing it. What I'm telling you is that I will never be accepting of it because I know that. Because I know, like, women do that. And I don't think it's cool. I'm just telling you from my perspective. I don't think that's cool for women to do. Because especially if you claim you're a good woman and all that. Like, if you truly are a good woman and you truly got these real standards and you really not, I don't see how most women can't just find it's good niggas out here everywhere that'll take care of their ass. I don't get it, bro.
You was born in the wrong era.
That's true.
That's what I can see right now. You from the wrong era. See, you're from that 60s, that 70s, that early 80s, like that era where fucking, like, your grandma got with your grandpa and she was 14 and he was 18 and she never met another man her whole life. Like, that's the era you from, the low mileage era. Today,
I call it the low mileage era.
Facts. That's the low mileage era. Today, Famron, we are in the Stranger Things era. We in the upside down, my nigga. On my mama, women is the new men. Women is the hoes, and men are running around looking for substance or some other shit. I don't know what men are looking for, but I do know that women are operating more like men today than ever. Sure. And I love it because there's a certain honesty in it. Like, that's the coolest shit ever. Like, please.
So, bro, that's the thing about it. They be honest when it's like, they, like she said, like when you force to expose yourself. But also being celebrated for it, because
I think you gotta cater or nurture the space for them to be comfortable. And maybe this is just a me thing, because I can get that from anybody, but when I get it from them, it'd be like Niagara Falls. Oh yeah. And I went on a field trip and in high school, and I fucked these two guys, and then they started acting weird and blah, blah, blah. And like, that shit just comes out. I don't know if I give off gay hair salon vibes in my crib, if I give off Uncle Clifford vibes, but that shit just comes out. But that happened before you met me, bro. Like, if I start trading war stories with you, I don't want that to hurt my ability to vibe with another person, because I got bodies too.
But that's the thing. It's not like a nigga holding that over your head for real, right? Like, the thing about it is that women don't be, they, like you said, they need to feel it where they're comfortable. What they mean by that, they don't want to be judged, right? Right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're judging you like a motherfucker.
Not there, though. Not there. Who? They might judge your how genuine you are. Oh yeah, I came over this nigga house, he had silk pillowcases. He's a slut. Yeah, because I've had women over here that need these kind of pillowcases for their natural hair. Like, I can take a hit there. Like, you can think I'm a hoe because I keep whining in the house because I got comfortable furniture.
Bro, they judge you for everything, though, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's cool. Just know I'm active and I know how to create a vibe.
How fair is that thinking, though? Like logically thinking, right? How fair is it for them to want to feel not judged, but on the flip side, they get to judge you for they even if they don't always say anything about it, they're judging you.
I think it's different though. Judging off of bodies and judging off of how I keep my home. Those are two different things.
Because women don't
judge. It's a bitch that I knew a bitch was over here because his house was too clean, or he had this set up too much, or he had female products and he had makeup wipes under the sink in case I needed them. And, you know, he's prepared to have women over his house. He do this a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different. But that's different from fucking.
That's not though. That's a nigga saying that I'm a single man and yes, I be having women over. I have shit so women don't be like feeling like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Like I make it so they comfortable when they come to my crib. So that should be like valued in the man. Like at least even if you want to say like I fuck with a lot of females, you probably already knew that though, just seeing what type of nigga I was. Like I don't get it. Like the difference is women, you could ask a woman right now, a bitch, you ask a female, you'd be like, so you ain't talking to no niggas. I ain't talking to no niggas.
Loaded
They're
question.
Lying.
That's a loaded question.
It's a loaded question, nigga.
Her having a lot of bodies, isn't that making her home comfortable for you? Like, you having makeup wipes is making your home comfortable for her?
No.
Look. No. Somebody listening to the pod, like, Dizzle just cooked.
You trying to cook, but you not. At the end of the day, bro, women don't care about the bodies that men have, and they want you to be the same way about them.
But yeah, you should be.
No, you, it don't work that way, though.
You like, should be the same way about them, because just as easy as it is for me to go have a good time, make a connection with a person, act on said connection, it should be easy for them to do the same thing, especially when they're the connection that niggas is chasing. Shit. Women's numbers should triple ours.
They do.
And that's cool. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all.
It's so easy for a woman to go out and go fuck a nigga, bro. It's not the same way for the average woman can go fucking a nigga right now. The average nigga can't just get up and go fuck a female. It's not a flex for a woman to be like just randomly getting fucked, bro. It's just not a flex. She can do that. She controls the pussy. It's not a flex. So that right there alone is why, like, we care about that, because at the end of the day, it's just what it is, bro. Like, that's their number one resource. Without that pussy, nobody's coming to see you. This is what it is. So I just feel like women don't care about bodies. Like, they don't care about it. Like, they want the Playboy nigga. They don't want the square nigga. The nigga, oh, only been with 3 women my entire life. The Jamie Lannister ass nigga. They don't want that nigga. They want the nigga that get bitches.
And that comes with a price. He gonna have some balls on him.
But they don't care about them miles.
Because those miles benefit you in other places. Those miles benefit you because I know I can bring you around people and you're not going to be the antisocial fucking weird ass anxiety nigga that want to sit in the corner and don't want to talk to people because you used to entertaining. I know when I have the quote unquote hoe or the girl with some miles on her, I know when I got her coming over and we entertaining, I know she can work a room because she's been around all different walks of life and she not just gonna run to the bedroom and close the door because my niggas is over here.
I want that. I want her to go in the room.
I swear to God.
I see dead people.
We gonna make it, nigga. You hear me?
Like, go in the room. Like, we having men talk out here. Go in the room. Chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's cool, like, if it's, like, just me and one of the homies, like, yeah. But if it's me and a couple of homies, like, go in the room. Like, what the fuck?
So 2 or more niggas come over and she gotta go to the room, bro?
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's why, it be certain shit, like, I didn't have to say. Like, I just thought she understood that shit. Because if she sitting out here with 2 of her friends, like, I'm not finna... We might be smoking or whatever, drinking. I might chime in doing a little session and shit, but I'm finna get up and walk. I'm not finna sit here because I understand y'all women. Y'all might do want to talk about some shit. She might want to tell you about the nigga she fucking with. Don't feel comfortable sitting right here hearing all this shit. I'm trying to respect y'all little women time. You feel me? Like, that's just me. So I'm gonna get up and take my ass in the room anyway. So I just expect the same type of vibe.
This nigga WAP is running the Handmaid's Tale out there in Chi-Town.
Of WAP, goddammit. You of WAP, bitch.
Get your little pilgrim fits. Your red cloaks. The shit with the ruffles in the front. Get your jaws. And hit the Windy City for my man.
I see dead people. Wap, 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 wap.
Okay. Bustler. You in chat, we
Yeah. Belly pump my whip, nigga. Hammer time for my chips, nigga.
Bossing up.
Add it up. Your girlfriend choosing, so you mad as fuck. Killing with my coalition, niggas racking up.
Bossing up.
Add it up.
Bossing up.
Add it up. A little Louis for my bitch, for some bags and stuff. Belly pump my whip, nigga. Hammer time for my chips, nigga.
Bossing up.
Add it up. Your girlfriend choosing, so you mad as fuck. Killing with my coalition, niggas racking up.
Bossing up.
Add it up.
Bossing up.
It go
valet when I park it, OG when I spark it, money speak when I'm talking, J's on when I'm walking, stay fired up like Austin, you can't touch my garments, up late night past Carson, drinking large proportions of that turn up. Got your girlfriend loose, shaking her ass, listening to loose. Give a nigga all hoe, no loose. Give a nigga all brain, no lip. I be at the ball, hanging no grip. Pants sagging, no 4/5. My security bullets like 4 inches. Kick that shit like 4 ninjas did this shit. 4, my niggas who made it out the hood to the good side. Bossing up with no tie. You heard it through the grapevine, and I was actually there. Yeah, it's clear who been getting to the bread like.
Belly pump my whip, nigga. Hammer time for my chips, nigga.
Bossing up.
Add it up. Your girlfriend choosing, so you mad as fuck. Chillin' with my coalition, niggas racking up.
Bossing up.
Add it up.
Bossing up.
Add it up. A little Louis for my bitch, for some bags and stuff. Belly pump my whip, nigga. Hammer time for my chips, nigga.
Bossing up.
Add it up. Your girlfriend choosing, so you mad as fuck. Chillin' with my coalition, niggas racking up.
Bossing up.
Add it up.
Bossing up.
Add it up. A little Louis for my bitch, for some bags and stuff.
DJ World Premiere, the world is yours.